Is the hole just filled with poop?
Welcome, travelers, to Forlorn Adventurers, starring Devlin Dykeman.
It's a me,
Jonah Eisenstock.
Hi, I'm Jonah Eisenstock, the one and only Jonah Eisenstock, brought to you by Jonah Eisenstock.
Matt Schneider.
I had a really good fan quote. Hey, guys. Hello, everybody.
Special guest Jen Schneider.
Hello.
And I'm your dungeon master, Carrie Green. We are a 5th edition real play Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
Oh, that's what we're playing.
Yes, yes, that is what we're playing. And Speaking of that is what we're playing, who wants some inspiration?
Me. No, thank you.
I already have some. Suckers.
Jen, do you have any? I'm taking that as a no.
All right, Jen, you want to do the recap for inspiration?
Sure.
All right, what happened last time?
So, last time, I got to get all the names up here.
Me too.
Whistlestop and I walked into a town and met up with Roland and Stryker. And then we set off on our mission to go get rid of these beasties for the barbarians. Went over to the barbarians, about got into a fight before we got to talk to the chieftain. Got in there. The chieftain led us to where the beasties were, and we totally killed them.
Mark inspiration on your character sheet. All right. So with that, you guys left off where you could hear the echoes of voices coming from the inside of this cavernous...
I cock my head sideways as I'm listening to these voices coming from what I assume, based off of context clues, is a long hallway, like a long stone
staircase down. Yeah.
And I look at Ron, and I was like, does that other voice sound familiar?
Does that voice sound familiar, Matt? Not Matt, Carrie.
No, it does not. The two do, yeah. But there's one other one that you don't recognize.
In that case, Runt will turn to Stryker and say, I have no idea.
Oh, good, it's someone new. That's all I wanted to hear. With this,
I like meeting new friends.
Yeah, I know. But with this lot, it's never good when it's new friends, because usually they're out to kill one of us. All right, let's get this over with.
All right, you descend down into the cavern, and the voices as you go down get less and less faint, but they sound very, very enthusiastic as they still echo off the walls. You come into a large room, and sitting in front of you is what appears to be some kind of statue. It has the head of a person, but the body of a lion.
Strange.
I'm going to poke the statue with my rapier.
Poke it.
It's like a sort of...
Actually,
man-bear
I'm
pig.
Slap it with my mage hand, because I have one now. Just gonna...
Don't touch me.
I thought that you might be alive. Pleasure to make your acquaintance. And the hand will now float in front of it for a hand.
I am the Sphinx, guardian of these tombs.
No, we probably don't.
But
if
you can answer my riddle, I will allow you passage deeper into the girth.
I enjoy riddles. What?
Deeper into the girth. Not the girth.
The girth.
I'm pretty sure I said the girth. Not girth!
That one, sir.
That's a completely different riddle.
So, what might your riddle be? Sphinx, my good. Actually, I don't mean to say
hold
man.
On.
Sphinx, my good.
Okay.
All right. Hear me now. S M H D M. What comes next?
M. M as in Mary.
Yes. S-M-H-D-M. What comes next?
Runt, where's Gomez when you need him? He was the first one to solve that one puzzle with that book. He was brilliant. He
was quite good at riddles.
Looked at that for like 2 seconds and just knew what it was right off the bat. He like didn't even like finish processing it and like finish reading it. And he was just like, I know what this is. We need him here.
Cheating sons of...
I figured it out very quickly.
Can we roll something to figure this out?
Or intelligence, maybe?
You may roll wisdom or intelligence, okay. And if you roll high enough,
everyone
I will
roll
give
but
you
me.
A hint.
Okay. In that case, I will take a roll for intelligence.
I will take a wisdom roll.
Is a 20 good enough?
That is good enough.
Natural or unnatural?
Unnatural.
You think it has something to do with, not with the letters themselves, but maybe the words that the letters might represent?
What if we read it upside down?
I got a 14, a 13 plus 1.
Yeah, is this something to do with...
That's not good enough.
That's definitely not for me.
What do you roll, Jen?
A 9.
Pass.
No.
Can I roll again, I guess, for another hint?
Wait.
That's fair.
What if we... Can we get any help without any penalties?
No. That would defeat the purpose of me being the guardian.
Thank you for your answer.
The only thing I can see is shaking my head, Dungeon Master, is what I'm seeing right there.
I mean, that's what he does every night.
I'm sorry. Let me do this again. Okay.
Can I ask my god for help?
You can get some divine... if you have the ability for divine intervention? I don't know what it's called. Okay, sorry. Let me restate the... Okay, it's S... Sorry. I may have... Here, this will help. Okay. He says S...
Let me get something to write this down.
Okay, write it down. S... M as in Mike, H as in hotel, D as in Delta, W, and Mike again, what comes next? I forgot the W. My
Mike
bad.
H.
That's kind of an important part of this round.
E. W. Ha ha, does it say Smashdown?
Your character says that?
I kind of hope your character does, because that is...
Yes.
Your character takes 9 psychic damage. That is not the right answer.
Are we in combat?
I mean, in the way that this thing could kill you, yes.
What kind of danger levels are we talking here?
Very high. We are.
It just did 2d6 psychic damage to you for not getting his riddle right. So
I would say we are in the same high.
Sasquatch level danger?
You don't know.
That was
you have no idea.
That was just passive. I looked at you funny damage. I don't even want to know what he does if he actually tried to hurt us.
Yeah, no kidding.
Not everything is a hack and slash to its answer.
So, we are on a curve thingamajigger that happens to be a connector between ba-da-da-da-da-da. With the symbols of the lion, horse, sphinx, duck, and a star. Can I do a thing where I can ask my god for help?
Well, you do know this is a sphinx, then.
But I got channel divinity.
Do you want to go for rapport with the sphinx?
I'll try that next
time. You can talk to your god, and your god will give you another hint if you can roll good enough on a religion.
If you're going to roll religion, I will give you guidance.
Channel divinity?
I'm giving you guidance, by the way.
You ask your god for guidance, and it kind of points you in the right direction, right? Not so much words. Yeah, that's basically...
So Stop is more of a picture guy. He likes the books with the little pull tabs and fuzzy bits and pop-ups.
He likes his picture books? Is he like his pop-up books?
Too many words.
I pull out my mirror, and I gaze longingly into it. Ha ha! Ascot, get an answer for me. I need to know.
So read. You get a feeling from Astart. You're like, oh, Astart, please, I need to know. And Astart goes, think not about the letters, but what they represent. And then you got like a flash of like a clock in your head, and that was it.
Ha ha. Is it some kind of time thing? Shall we discuss this, gang?
Oh, Jonah just figured it out, I think. It's why. Actually, Runt is not stupid anymore. So I will say Runt will, actually, does Whistle Stop pass this info along?
Well, he did say it in character, so yes.
Oh, sorry about that. I was thinking. And I was thinking the wrong direction. So Runt will go up to the Sphinx and say, well, this might be a bit of a shot in the dark. Why?
Correct.
Thank you. Oh, man, I missed a good opportunity.
I know. I was trying to set up the joke.
Why?
And he stands up, and you can see that through and under his body, there is another passage.
Well, I hope you have a very, very nice day. And Runt
is the hole just filled with poop?
No.
What?
It's just a stone creature. It doesn't poop.
But what? It would poop stone. Say my poop bricks.
Is it just full of sand? Does it poop sand diarrhea? Is this where sand comes from?
Oh, no!
It's canon right. Now. So, it's canon now.
God damn it! No, it's not canon!
I think it fits perfectly within the canon. Right,
so I'm not going to have every statue that happens to be alive shit Devlin, sand.
I'm sorry, I think you might be a little off. This is where we get asphalt.
No! No! Oh, God! No, you listen to me, Jonah. We live in a country of laws, okay? I'm pretty sure that's against one of them. I'm going to look it up. Anyway, maybe. All right, you continue down the hallway. It slopes low, and it opens to a large room. Across the room from you, you see a door. It appears to be closed. On either side of the door, you see two statues of winged creatures standing still.
Where's the barbarian lady?
She's with you.
Okay.
I walk up to it, not getting tricked by this a second time, and I enter that real cheesy fencing stance, and I walk up to one of them, and I just poke it, and I go, Goliath? Goliath!
It appears they will not fall for it a second time.
Yeah! Let's just get them! So...
Scared me half to death, guys! Goliath, how are you, man?
Doing evil, like I said.
I want to hit him.
All right, roll initiative.
Oh, man.
Jeez, I rolled terribly.
Like it says, doing evil, like I said. Duh.
I'm rolling shit.
So you're rolling asphalt.
Yep. I will also say, I looked it up. The reason why asphalt came to mind is it does exist in this world, in D&D, because it is a spell component. For summon, I think it's for spider climb.
Asphalt?
Yeah. It's not called asphalt, but it is asphalt. Like, it's the same compound. It's basically the same. I'll look it up in a little bit.
What are your initiatives, everybody?
How did I get an 11?
Apparently mine is 7.18.
Good. Mine's a 6, but my familiar is an 11.
I also got a 11.
How the fuck did I get 7.18?
I have no idea.
It's taking into account that maybe somebody...
What?
It's taking into account the points are supposed to help with if there's a tie.
Okay.
Got it.
Got it.
What'd you get, Dev?
I got a 4.
An 11.
Jane got a 4.
So, 18. Trick of the trade, gang. If you click not the square around the initiative, but just outside of it, it pops up the initiative box over on the side, and then you can click the beyond 20.
Oh, I see.
And then you can roll it in Dice Tower.
I don't want to do math.
For those listening at home, Dice Tower is what we call it. I call the channel that for rolling dice.
I'm one of the few players who still uses actual dice.
I have actual dice around here somewhere. Jen, we need to buy some diehards.
I got some dice trauma. Awesome. Yeah.
I enjoy it.
I do math all day. It's kind of nice to not.
All right.
Trauma?
Yeah.
Whistle.
Oh, shit. Wait.
Your turn.
I go first with an 11?
I rolled even more shit.
I thought you rolled an 18. Didn't you say you rolled an 18?
No, I got an 11.
Oh, in that case, Whistle, it's your turn.
Oh, snap.
Wait, my familiar got an 11.
I'd rather your familiar went on your turn.
Okay.
Makes things easier.
That's cool. We'll do that.
So I got some spells. Let me learn how to play Whistle Stop real quick. I got some divine shit. I got a 24. Do I hit?
Divine favor.
Yeah. 24. Yeah, that hits. Are you hitting Goliath or Brooklyn?
Does it matter?
No.
Is one more evil than the other?
No. They both just look evil. Okay, so Goliath.
So I done did damage with 14.
14? Okay.
In defense of the stuff that it's from, Brooklyn is a little skinnier.
Yes, Brooklyn is a little bit skinny. All right, so... 14.
Also, apparently he gets some dope-looking battle armor at some point in the series.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I'm just posting it in RP Flavor.
Brooklyn does?
There's only three,
love
so...
Love that show. I missed the last few seasons.
Yeah. There's only, like, three seasons of the series.
Seriously? Only right. Three? I thought they had, like, four or five.
Stryker, your turn. No, they knew you were going. Because Stryker rolled a 7.
No.
Nope.
Nope.
Everyone rolled really, really bad.
Right.
Including the gargoyles.
In your defense, real quick, Dev, there is only 78 episodes of that entire series.
Really? It was such a great series.
Yeah, it was really good.
It's a great series. So it's my turn. I'm going to look at... which one am I standing in front of?
Goliath.
I look at Goliath and I say, man, do we really have to do this again? That's a free action.
Yes, I'm evil.
I know, but, like, we freed you, and I thought you weren't going to, like, be going off doing this shit. And
I said I would be evil.
I look around. Do I see any, are there any pits?
Nope. They can't just drop you in a pit.
I look up. How high are the ceilings?
They're like, 40, no, less than that. Like 30 feet.
Mike, you're not really in a situation to...
You're in a bigger room now.
I look around and I'm like, Goliath, look around, man. Look around. Like, you're not really in a position like last time to screw me and my friends over. Like, just work with me here.
I'm really, really evil.
Okay. All right, let's do this. I just...
Super. How did they get down here?
Just know that I tried, my friend. I tried. I wanted you to, like, run with us for a while. I thought it'd be fun. We get a flying boat, you hang out with us and all that shit, but...
I park sideways in parking lots. Take up the handicapped spots. I'm evil.
Monster. That is the most evil thing.
That is very evil.
But you can fly.
I kind of turn around for a second and then turn back around and I use unarmed strike on him. Come on.
Smack
that'll
him.
Be an 18, 11 plus 7.
That hits.
That'll be 1d4 plus 4. I rolled a 2, so that'll be 6 damage.
Okay.
I'm going to spend a key point and hit him with Fury of Blows.
Okay.
That is going to be a 10 to hit.
That's going to miss.
So I'd like to envision that I go in for the second set and he probably maybe takes a knee and I just completely miss because he shifted his body weight. And I'm just like, well, that's that.
Okay. Jonah.
Alrighty. Runt's not going to do anything too fancy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the wrong thing. Sorry. One second.
All good. I rolled poorly.
The gargoyle's before you, and then you go.
I was surprised.
Waka waka.
Alright. The gargoyles are going to... Well, the first one's going to attack Whistle, because he's mean, and smacked him in the head. So he's like,
I hate being hit in the head.
And he's gonna swing at you. Does a 12 hit your AC?
No.
Well, he gets another attack, so let's see how this does. Does 17 hit your AC?
No.
Oh, well then, Goliath is upset. Brooklyn is going to fly over and attack you, Stryker. Yeah, you're a jerk! And 15 hit your armor class?
If it meets, it beats.
Yay! Die, you filthy adventurers. Take 5 damage as he bites you. Nah.
You know, I'm really mad. I have not been using my open hand technique at all.
And then he's gonna... The second one misses. And that's their turn. Go ahead, Runt.
All right. So I've also decided on a name for my familiar. It's okay. Klein Freund, which it means little friend. Runt will hold out the jar that it keeps it in and say, "Go, Klein Freund!" And it'll jump out and start whapping at the at whichever is Brooklyn or is Goliath closer to me. I think Brooklyn.
I guess essentially Brooklyn would be closer to you right now.
So it starts like basically trying to get on, like poking.
Yeah,
Brooklyn.
This thing's real annoying. Yeah, we should kill it, boss.
Yes, that would be evil.
You are being very distracting. Thank you, Klein Freund. I like that I just...
Are they still stone-looking? Or have they turned into the popular 90s kid show?
Yeah, they still look like they're stone.
They're still stone. So I'm first going to summon another tentacle to do some cold damage, because assuming lightning is not going to be helpful. And that's going to be... I get advantage, because my little buddy's helping. Oh, that's cocked. Does a 22 hit?
Yep.
Huzzah! And that's 4 cold damage. And then I am going to attack both of them, actually, because I can shoot 2, and they don't have to be the same target. So Brooklyn gets a 26 to hit.
Hit.
And a 15 to Goliath.
Also hit.
Awesome. So Brooklyn gets a 15 force damage, and Goliath only gets an 8, as I just hold out my hand, and the 2 eldritch beams of darkness just kind of, like, split off, and one of them, like, bops one in the shoulder, and the other one bops one in the chest.
Oh, we should talk about your warlock situation. It's a foul stain on a beautiful hairdo.
Runt will say, like, Runt turns to the camera and says, "It's a living."
Christ. Alright, Toradai.
Let's see. I'm gonna use breath weapon.
Yeah, Matt dropped.
Matt, no.
Matt's back.
I did hit the wrong button. Sorry about that.
Okay,
what are you using?
All right. Goliath is the one over towards Stryker, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to use breath weapon on Goliath.
Okay. You move up and you can actually, from your angle, if you're going to do that, you could hit both of them with the breath weapon.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
Ooh. Okay, and... That's a fail. Also a fail. Do your damage to them.
Looks like 11.
Okay. Then they both take 11 damage. Ouchies. Oh. Okay. That makes it Barbarian's turn. And Amidala comes up. She goes, "Wah!" And she swings it at Brooklyn. And hits Brooklyn. Stop messing with my people, you bastards! Does 13 damage. Okay. That's her turn, and that goes back to the top. Go ahead, Whistle.
Oh, jeez. You guys are lame.
Oh, shit. Remind me, in case I forget, but I have a divine favor for up to a minute, and deals a 1d4 radiant damage on a hit.
Bring it on.
I'm going to attack whatever I'm supposed to attack.
I did. We're all going to... Oh, shit, that hurts. We're all
gonna... Go ahead and hit him.
That's a 15.
We're all going to spend an episode talking like Goliath.
I get to do it whenever I want.
That's going to be 14 Blumagene damage. And that is a plus 1 radiant damage.
Okay, ouchers.
Jen, that was the song that the cat was playing on the trombone I sent you earlier today.
Ah, okay.
All right, after that, Stryker, your turn.
Cats can't play trombone.
I beg to differ. I watched a game of one play and one today. I assume Goliath is still in front of me. He hasn't tried to take off or anything.
Nope. He seems to be pretty resolved and wants to kill you guys.
Alright. God damn it.
That's racist. No.
So, I as a player asking the DM, but is there a difference between them? Or like, is that we can't tell the difference, but to gargoyles, they are all distinct.
I mean, it's your theater of the mind, but they should look pretty distinct from one another, so.
Okay.
Like, think of that hit show Gargoyles, how they all look so different from one another.
So, like, there's one that is super strong and one looks like a flying squirrel?
Yeah, they're pretty distinct. So if you're like, you look the same, you're like, he's got a beak! Anyway.
And one's a demon dog.
They're pretty strong, but one's a dog, and I'm like, I don't understand that. Anyway.
Hudson. Yeah, anyways. Anywho.
Striker, what are you doing?
Anyways, any of them dead yet?
No, Striker's turn. They're gargoyles, they're made of stone. Striker, what's up? What are you doing?
Go, Striker. Strike him.
I am going to do... I'm going to do unarmed strike. 26 to hit.
That's a hit!
19 plus 7, that would be 8 bludgeoning, 1d4 plus 4, so I rolled a 4. I'm going to follow that up with Fury of Blows.
Okay.
Let's hope it doesn't fail me this time. An 8. Can I use my... I'm going to use an inspiration. Can I use an inspiration on that?
Yep. You absolutely can.
Do you want me to just use the second roll I had for that, or do you want me to roll again?
You rolled twice for a thing, right?
Yeah, I have mine set to always roll twice in case.
Then yeah, use your second roll.
How's 14?
That's not gonna do it.
Anyways. Oh, what is their AC? Drum roll, please.
Not telling you.
I mean, we can figure it out slowly by process of elimination.
You done then, Striker?
I'm going to spend a key point and do Fury of Blows one more time.
Bring it on.
Come on, buddy. That's 12.
You fool.
I'm just punching the air all Rocky style.
Now die. As Goliath is now going to take a swing at you, Striker. Yeah. And he's going to miss. He's going to miss again.
I suck.
Nice try there, old friend.
And Brooklyn is like, hey, who is this lady? And takes a swing at the barbarian. And hits.
We have a barbarian with us?
Well, they did attack you already. 6 damage. And a miss. All right, now it's Runt, your turn.
All right, Runt will have I have to look up my name. I wrote it down. My little familiar dude, Klein Frein, will do some helping. Still kind of poke while I will first...
Yeah, it's on my face. I hate it. Yeah.
What?
Now I'm just, you know what, I'm going to focus everything I...
What happens if I accidentally hit it?
Klein Frein?
Yeah.
Huh?
You might kill it. It's very squishy.
What if I give it a high five?
No, you'll just kill it. So first I'm going to use my advantage. I got one crit. Can you crit on a spell attack? I don't think so.
If you roll the attack, yes. If you don't, then no.
I did. I got a 20 for one.
Then it's double damage.
The other Eldritch Blast is going to be a 16. Oh, no, a 17. Sorry. Does that hit?
That hits.
All right. For double damage, real quick, you don't add the modifier twice. I only add it once.
No, just your dice.
Cool. So the one that critted is going to be a 10. That was... I rolled dog shit, and I rolled dog shit again, because that's going to be a total of 16 damage from two Eldritch Blasts.
Ouch.
And then the little tentacle gets a 21 to hit, which I think hits, right?
Yes.
Okay. And that is 6 cold damage. As
okay.
Yep. Trying to make my very complicated turns as efficient as possible. As Runt holds up his hand and says, he just mutters, "Mein Finstern Darum Dreisen Sie," and shoots them with the little bolts of dark energy.
Okay. Yeah, you're a jerk. All right, that makes it to you. 'Tordai.
Long pause.
Long pause, the sound of me flipping a page. Tordai.
Looking back at my reference material.
I'm going to go up to Goliath, and I'm going to use Stormbane.
Okay. Excellent.
It looks like 24.
Oh.
24 hits?
Let's see. One-handed, 11 plus 3, so 14.
What does it look like when you kill Goliath?
What?
I guess I run towards him and leap up in the air, and I catch him right on his breast bone and just hit him with a really good whack, and you hear a large crack as it hits that breastplate, and he just kind of falls over. Yeah. Perfect.
And he crumbles into gravel.
Yes.
And
does he turn into sand?
That's cool. No.
Why?
Gravel.
Does he turn into asphalt out of curiosity?
No, he's an elemental. He can do that.
Oh my god.
All right. The barbarian's turn's gonna. And you see the barbarian go, "You meet your end now, monster!" Ha! And smashes smashes Brooklyn, and Brooklyn goes, "Hey, I'm walking!" And then he crumbles and is gone. Does it hurt? Does it hurt, Jonah?
That's terrible. It hurts so much. It hurts so good.
And I saw your facial reaction.
It hurts so good.
Yeah! And he crumbles and is gone. And there is a door in front of you after you've destroyed 2 gargoyles.
I kick it in and go, "Whoa, what's in here?"
Runt, my friend, we are never going to be sneaky again, are we?
I kick it open.
I think that is our answer, Striker.
All right, so you kick the door open, and you see 3 people that are strapped up, and they're gagged, and they're lying in a specific triangle pattern on the floor, and there appears to be blood that has been drawn on the floor that creates some kind of dark symbol with candles lit, and standing in the center of these poor people who are clearly injured but not dead, you see a figure of a woman. Her back is to you, and her hair seems to be moving on its own, and you can hear the sounds of slithering, and she says, "Just a little longer, I will be able to raise the god of madness." And in the center of the room with her, you see some kind of like an uncut rock with ruins all over it. And she turns to look at you guys, and she says, "Intruders, I'll stop them and then raise you, my lord." And now you may roll initiative again.
Have we met before?
No.
Are you sure?
God.
Why can't I roll good?
Positive.
I got a 9. Mm-hmm. I rolled a 5.
I got a 2.
I have a 5.
My dice no like me. I actually have... I just came up with a plan.
You said 5, Jonah?
No, I got a 9. I rolled a 5, but I got a 9.
I rolled a 5, and I got a 5.
I got a
Matt got a rock.
I make that joke every episode. I found out.
Yeah,
yeah, you do.
Honestly, I
haven't said anything because I'll just cut it out later. But
well, I got a 12.
The thing I love is so many other podcasts make that joke every so often. We do right? it every episode.
12. All right. 10.
The jazz. By the way, has have any of you guys had a chance to watch F is for Family?
Not yet.
Watch it if F is for Family.
Oh, it's so good.
It's a Bill Burr show.
I haven't watched it yet.
Oh man, if you get a chance, watch it. It is it's all about him like raising his family in the 70s, and Jen and I have like we stumbled across it when season one came out, and we have religiously binged it every single time the new season has came out. Like the weekend it's out, we watch it in like one day.
I'm gonna punch you through a goddamn wall.
Yeah. I'll put you through that fucking wall. I think at one point he's building an addition to in his house, and he's like, I will build a wall and put you through that fucking wall!
Die. Alright, so first is the Medusa.
Yeah, I figured.
She rolled a 22. From context clues, I'm pretty sure you can figure it out. This is a legendary monster.
So is there something we should know about? So is there a legend that says how to defeat it?
It says don't fight it. Don't let her turn you to stone. Alright, so she...
Like, is there a legend of some guy that wants to marry his sister and, like, had to go on a quest to do it?
Medusa can force...
I was going to say, what is this, Space Alabama?
I mean, that's kind of what Greece is.
Whistle!
Yeah?
She locks eyes with... locks eyes with you as you kick in the door. And you need to make a constitution saving throw.
I rolled a 14.
That's good.
It's not bad.
You can feel your body starting to turn to stone, but then you relax. Seem fine.
That's
You're good.
And doesn't seem to be that hard.
She pulls her sword and says, "Come then, intruders." And that goes to Stryker. Your turn.
How much distance between her and me?
30 feet.
You and 30 feet lately. I'll take it.
Yeah.
It's like you want us to actually do stuff.
Yeah, I do.
Can I just go 15 feet and just pose?
You can if you want. I'm not going to stop you from taking two turns to get to the target.
Is your movement 15 feet?
Nope.
You could. Well, it's Matt's turn right now.
Alright, Stryker.
I will charge at her.
Okay.
Kendo stick drawn. And I wish I could use a spell as a bonus action.
If you had quicken spell.
I think if you're a third level sorcerer, you can.
So...
Sorry, I'm just double-checking what my spells are here real quick. I think I'm going to try to use Bane on her.
Nice.
Up to three creatures of your choice that you can see within range must make a charisma saving throw. Whenever a target fails a saving throw, make an attack or a saving throw before the spell ends. The target must roll 1d4 and subtract the number rolled from that attack from the attack roll or saving throw.
Wait, are you hitting a couple of us? Because that seems mean.
I said three creatures of my choice.
Okay, so she rolled bad. So what do I do again?
It looks like
I get to subtract damage.
Subtract
1d4 damage. So minus 1d4 damage. Yes. On every attack for how long?
Up to 1 minute, and it's concentration, so it can be broken if either Matt casts another concentration or you hit him. And he fails.
Okay, cool.
I was going to dash at her. I didn't realize there was a concentration spell, but I want to dash at her, and I was going to hit her with my kendo stick. But knowing that I'm farther, that I need to stay further back, I'm going to pull out my... Where'd it go?
I don't know.
My...
Right, be ready with your turn soon?
Will do.
Give me 2 seconds. I had the wand of magic missiles attached, and it's just gone. Yeah, no, it was just gone. Like, I remember seeing it equipped.
I'll just remember it.
Well, it would be an action.
Do you want
to
use it? Yeah, you can't use it right now, but
yeah.
I'm just going to have it ready.
Yeah, I'm going to have it ready.
Barbarian chick rushes forward and says, "Ah, evil monster!" And she swings and slashes across the Medusa, and she's like, "All right, Runt, your turn."
Yeah, I guess that was a question. Mute.
That'll change my choice of action. How important does this sigil seem on the floor to her current spell?
Fuck, that's important. A good idea.
All right, so for my bonus action, I'm going to do my old favorite of slapper with a tentacle.
Pee on the floor. Oh.
That's a 25 to hit. I think that hits.
25 hits.
All right.
All right. Gonna be four, so it's somewhere underneath 25.
I'm sorry, what?
4 lightning damage, because I can choose between cold and lightning for this one.
To her or the thing on the floor?
To her. I haven't done anything to the thing on the floor yet. My action 4
lightning damage.
Is I'm going to cast Prestidigitation to the sign on the floor and clean it up.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Ooh. So it's just the whole design is just gone now, because I'm just like, there's still blood, and like, it'll buy us some time if she tries to make it. But that's my action.
She goes, "Fools, I'll just kill you and use your blood."
Well,
nice try,
I would like
lady.
To see you try, which you clearly are.
Whisper. Your turn. Whisper.
Oh, whistle stop me?
Yeah, whistle. Yeah, whistle.
I hit it with my maul. I got a motherfucking 22.
Yeah. That hits. Do damage.
Oh, wait, sorry, 17. Bludgeoning plus my divine favor, which is a 2. So, ow. 17 plus 2, 19. 19 sweet. Damage. How's it looking? Or, like...
She looks fine.
Are her...
Torde!
Like, is she, like, made of stone, too, or is she, like, fleshy?
She's fleshy.
Okay. How are her snakes looking?
Snaky. Tordai.
Not even bruised.
I'm gonna use breath weapon.
Okay. And she's gonna reflex. And she's gonna fail.
It'd be 9.
Alright. 9 electric damage. Okay. That goes to the top of the round.
She dead yet?
Medusa's turn.
Oh.
Nope.
Oh,
not a fan of who did the most damage.
Well, I've been.
She didn't like Runt. She's erasing her holy symbol. So Runt,
I've been pinging my hammer.
Make a Constitution saving throw.
Oh, wait, do I have
is
to?
A hammer,
let me
right?
see what my roll is. All right. Doesn't 8 save?
It doesn't.
I didn't
guess
think
what?
So.
You, good friend, you failed by more than 5.
Flex those muscles, tiny man.
Yeah, you failed by more than 5.
Your beautiful hair will not be forgotten.
Okay. If the creature fails by 5 or more, the creature is instantly petrified.
Oh, no.
Oh, fuck.
Otherwise, the creature that fails to save begins the stone turning and blah, 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 blah.
Blah, blah.
So you are now officially a stone statue.
I'm glancing through to see exactly what it does.
Have fun. All right.
I have resistance to all damage.
That's cool.
Still a statue.
And then she's got her sword out, so she's going to take her swings at the dragon boy to her right. Give me that.
Is that me?
No, Woody, I want the dice. That's you.
Ooh. Good luck.
So, does a 19 hit you?
Hell to the no! Try again.
Alright, the 19 does not hit you.
Yeah, figure it out.
Alright.
Wait, hey,
Gary,
just to make sure you're subtracting that 1d4.
That's to hit or damage?
Before the spell, that. When Whenever a target that fails at saving throw makes an attack or a saving throw before the spell ends, a target must roll a d4 and subtract the number rolled from the attack roll or saving throw.
Oh, okay. So...
Sorry, I was looking that up after you said he turned to stone.
21 to hit.
Hang on. I gotta see how long that Shield of Faith lasts. It's concentration up to 10 minutes. So, I guess I still have it on since we didn't really do anything after killing those things. So I got a 22, so can you beat that? That's my long workaround of saying, shove it.
Okay, so how about...
How many attacks does it have?
Three. She's done, though. That's her turn. You are elusive little bastards, aren't you?
Fuck you, evil striker. Doer.
Your turn.
Maybe if you could just hit the broadside of the barn, we wouldn't have to worry about it. I pull my wand out, trying to stay back. I love that when I pull up magic missile, the wand of magic missile, it grants me the ability to cast it all the way up to 7th level in D&D Beyond.
Jesus!
Remember, the damage is something like 5d.
I'm assuming not exceeding your caster level.
No, I know. It was funny when I pulled it up because it goes, oh yeah, it expanded my entire spell thing from zeros and ones. It just made me chuckle.
Right. That one should be a level caster level 3, though. So
yeah, well, I was just gonna cast it at first level because I don't think I. You think I could cast it up to level 3?
Well, the wand I gave has charges, and they are full of caster level 3 magic missiles.
Okay.
That's a level 3.
So then that is the level that I will cast it at. Sorry, it's weird. When I try to cast it at 3, it says I can use 3 charges. It uses 3 charges of the 7. Weird.
Okay.
So I'm going to cast it at level 1. Just because it's 1 charge.
All right.
For 5 damage.
Magic missile. All
right.
1d4 plus minus 1.
Five. Wait, it should be higher than that. Isn't it 5d5 or something crazy stupid?
Shouldn't it? I thought it was going to be 3d4 at level 1, isn't it?
I mean, I'll change it to 3d4 and re-roll it.
Hey, listeners, tweet at us. Go by D&D Beyond, whatever. Which it is, because...
Yeah, go ahead and
that episode was a long fucking time ago.
We're going to keep the game moving. Yeah, so sure. That means the barbarian chick's going to go. She takes a swing and the Medusa blocks her blade pretty handily. Whooting. And then Runt, it's your turn.
Runt does nothing cuz Runt is a statue.
But your familiar's not.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, make your familiar do something.
So my familiar My familiar is going to go up to her, and I'm trying to think.
It cause disadvantage?
It can cause advantage for us by distracting her, so that's what it's going to do.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
It's going to go up, and it's going to plop time. On her head like it's more...
So it's going to do battle with the snakes up there?
Oh, no, give it a wet willy!
It's going to wrap around her leg.
Okay.
And that's it. Good news is, if I get unpetrified within the minute, my tentacle's still there. It just can't attack.
Alright, Whistle, you're up.
Ha ha! I hit it with my mace.
You have advantage.
Yeah. Forgot what button. I got a 19 plus 11 bludgeoning, and then with...
How much damage?
That's 11 bludgeoning, and then with the Divine Favor... Oh, finally, it's a motherfucking 4 to hit.
What'd you roll to hit?
19.
Okay.
Is that good? Did I...
Oh, so 11 bludgeoning, yeah, that hits.
Yeah, plus a 4 Divine Favor, so if it's hurtful of Godlight, then... Okay. Take it.
Out.
How bad is it looking?
Seems
Like,
decent.
Are some of the snakies bleeding, or like?
Well, she looks like she's still fighting. It looks like a fight for her. So she has not yet shown any signs of weakness, though she is sweating.
Oh my god. Okay.
All right, so she's not bloodied, and that doesn't exist in this game, and I'm not going to be specific on her HP, so...
If you had to give her a number 1 to 100, what would it be?
She's looking at about 60.
Okay.
Tortier.
I'm going to use Stormbane.
All right, smash her in the face with the hammer of great awesomeness. She's got a warhammer.
Warhammer.
It's a hammer.
Do I have advantage?
Dev, I can't hear, man. Okay.
Since the familiar's distracting her, do I still get advantage?
Yes.
Let's do 15.
That barely hits her.
Yay! And then
found
13,
our magic number, gang.
13 damage.
13? Okay. Your hammer bashes against her. She's like, electrocutes her a bit, and just hear her little snake stand on in for a second. And that goes to Medusa's turn. And she's going to throw a gaze at somebody. Striker!
It's my name.
Yeah, make a constitution saving throw. Don't be bad like Runt.
Yeah, don't be bad like me. Roll above a 10.
I got a 19. 17 plus 2.
You are fine. And then she's gonna swing at the barbarian. And miss. And miss. Jesus Christ. So anyway, somebody else's turn now. Striker, go ahead. She's like, look at my sword and my snakies. That's all she's got. I rolled 2 2s. And a 4. Really?
By this time, I probably have... Would you say it's safe to for me to have pieced together that it's not her touch that turns people to stone, it's her snaky heads?
You could probably piece together that it's her gaze upon looking upon you, and you looking back, that is what does it.
All right, so I'm going to grab my kendo stick and dash towards her. Run towards her, rather. I need to stop saying dash. I need to work that out of my vocabulary. And I'm going to go for a strike. Let's go, lucky kendo stick. Don't fail me now. 15 to hit. 7 plus 8.
15 hits.
That is going to be 8 piercing damage. 3 plus 5.
Okay.
I am then going to do Fury of Blows as a bonus action.
Okay.
That'll be a 23 to hit. 16 plus 7.
That hits.
6 bludgeoning.
Okay.
And I'm going to use... Since I use Fury of Blows, that should give me access to my open hand technique. When I hit a creature with one of the attacks granted by Fury of Blows, you can impose one of the following effects on a target. A target must succeed on a dexterity saving throw or be knocked prone. It must make a strength saving throw. If it fails, you can push it up to 15 feet away.
Pushing the Gorgon in the mud.
It can't take a reaction until the end of your next turn. Since I hit it with Fury of Blows, I'm going to spend my last key point and try to knock it prone.
Okay, what's the save? Should be a dex, right?
Should rest in your key save. DC is 12.
Okay, she made it.
Okay.
Not by a lot, mind you, but she made it. All right. Barbarian. Swing and a miss. Run.
Why is she like the king of
missing
the barbarians? Because she kind of sucks.
She rocks her sauce. Dude, she's rolling bad, though.
I mean, we all roll bad sometimes, and sometimes that turns us into statues. my little buddy is going to switch from one leg to the other, trying to keep her off balance.
Hey, stop it! Alright, whistle.
I'm gonna fucking hit it with my hammer maul. Which I guess is the same thing, but not?
It's not. It's different.
21 hit.
It does.
Yeah. I'm going to roll up on my divine favor, and that's a 3. Ha-ha! 3! God damage.
3 god damage. What about the rest of your damage?
That was a 14. Smashy, smashy.
Okay. Ah, she's not looking happy anymore.
I fucking hope not. Jeez.
Like things are getting bad for her, and she's not happy about it. Tordai.
Oh wait, can I use a bonus action to look at myself in the mirror and maybe like accidentally get the Gorgon to look at herself?
You can look at yourself in the mirror.
Okay, I do that as a bonus action.
If you want to try to get her to look at her own reflection, you're going to have to use an action for that, so.
A little late for that.
I look at myself beautifully.
I'm going to use breath weapon.
Can you do that again? I think it's once per encounter.
Jen, click the VTT for breath weapon.
Oh shit, you can only use it
casting.
Once.
Casting.
Podcast. Once per day?
Once for short or long rest.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Jen.
I thought it was once an encounter. Damn, I've been letting you do it a whole bunch.
Jen, do you see a little square, a little box next to your breath weapon?
Yes.
Probably says /rest or something. Click on that.
Got it.
Good reminder.
All right.
All right. Stormbane it is.
Yay, Stormbane.
After we retroactively do all that math and get rid of...
so since... our friend is still distracting. I still get advantage, right?
Yes.
So be 21.
Oh, shit.
21 hits.
And woo! Then let's see. Looks like 10 for damage. 7 plus 3.
Did you get your d6 on that too?
Oh, no. 1. So 11.
Yeah! Now we're talking.
Carrie right. was like, I'm glad she didn't roll a 6.
All right, and it's Medusa's turn, and
come at
she's
me, bro.
Like, sucks, yeah. And she gazes at you again. Whisper, make a Constitution saving throw.
Who's Whisper? Do you mean Whistle Stop Jackson?
Whistle, okay, whistle, whatever. I gotta start writing.
17!
I just write WIS for short in the initiative order, so I'm like, it's Whisper. Duh. Of course it's Whisper. No, it's Whistle, you fucking moron.
It could be 17 Wisdom.
Constant saving throw.
It could be Wizard.
The Wizard!
Yeah.
Can Eddie Lizard be in this universe, but he's known as Eddie Wizard?
Now I know who's running the next Wizard's Tower.
I'm not gonna allow this.
We're just gonna go there. I'm looking for Eddie the Wizard.
God damn it, what did you roll?
I got a 17.
You got 17? Okay, you're fine. Damn.
My pecs
swing.
Bounce up and down as if there's a coded message there.
She's just like, ah, I got the sword and I can do stone stuff. Don't you get it? I'm a snake lady. That's all she says. And now, Stryker, it's your turn.
I'm gonna.
She rolled abysmally again on her attacks.
Good. Worst good Gorgon us. Ever.
It sucks.
She did get one of us.
Oh, Gorgon. You're fine, you baby.
She got one. Hey, you know what? Got one. That's
I'm gonna hit her with progress. My kendo stick again.
I don't think all I've right. noticed.
Oh, 9.
Wait, don't you get advantage?
What?
Oh, I do get advantage, so that'd be be a 13.
Suck it.
Yeah, I know that still misses. Okay.
That's a no-no.
Can I use a bonus action still? I should have, I think I can. So then
yep.
I use Fury of Blows for my bonus action.
Okay, do it.
Do it. Yeah!
With advantage, I have a 22 for that, and bludgeoning would be 6. 15 plus 7 for my attack roll, and then for my damage roll, it'd be 2 plus 4.
Okay. She's really not.
So I miss with the sword, and then I just uppercut her with the other arm.
Hmm. And the barbarian, she holds her sword aloft and drops it. She's like, oh. She's down to pick it up. rolled a one. My dice hate me today.
Hand cramp.
Okay, Ron, it's your turn.
It's Joe Smith from the grave cursing you.
Are you going to do anything, Runt?
Runt is going to flex as hard as he can, not because just in his mind, although Runt is not conscious of anything. Runt is going to regret not casting Mirror Image, and then the little friend...
What if you cast it on the Gorgon and it looks at itself?
Would you say that Runt is conscious in all this? Like he's aware of what's going on?
I looked it up. Runt is not conscious.
Oh.
Runt's out. Yeah. Runt's essentially dead.
Yeah. Runt is completely incapacitated and unconscious. And the little friend is going to go from the leg to, or the calf to the thigh. Still distracting.
Ooh, getting sexy up in here. This is starting to get rather, Japan.
Hasn't given it a wet willy yet.
No.
I don't know. It's your turn. Why don't you try it?
Me? It's my turn?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Uh-huh. Oh, I'm gonna maul it. That is a 15 to hit. Does that hit?
That hits!
Oh, motherfucking 16 damage plus. Get this. A 1.
What does it look like when you kill the Medusa?
Oh, snap. Oh,
man. So I guess, picture in your mind's eye. Whistlestop is bringing the maul down upon the gargoyle's snake-covered head, and then suddenly time stops, and you hear Whistlestop mumble, "I'm so beautiful." And his hammer in the last few moments glows bright god color and strikes upon the Medusa. Wait, Gorgon? Medusa's head.
Medusa, Gorgon, same thing.
Yeah. Upon its head with snakes, and the snake heads all just kind of fly out and then fall down as if it's confetti. And the head is just gone. And then I just pose and my muscles twinge with delight. So that's what happens.
Okay.
Anything else? What's in here?
Well, you do find treasure here, but you also have, there's people.
All right, free the people.
What about Runt?
Yep. Okay. I was going to say, what about the Runt?
I think Jonah's rolling a new character.
is this... what is possible? Can I?
I just got to reroll this one.
So...
just put Junior on the end of it.
Nah, I'm so just going to do a totally new one.
As a paladin, place. I have a pool of 15 HP per long rest that I can bestow upon folks. And with that 5 HP, it either cures a disease or neutralizes a poison. So,
yeah,
is this a poison or a disease?
Nope.
Just no.
So anyway, on the Gorgon, you do find...
I guess we free the human or the people first before we start looting the corpse.
Potion of petrification?
Don't you wish?
I free the people. I free the people.
They're very weak. They're like, my blood. I'm missing a lot of my blood.
I shall bestow some HP, as the holy books say, upon you. And I guess I give them 5 hit points. You.
What is this HP? Right.
They're feeling better. They're feeling better. You're like, all right, cool. I'm fully healed now. And because they're crappy little commoners. One of them is a barbarian, and the other ones seem like they were lifted from a camp. You find
what doth
on...
What were you brought here for? What have you heard?
You don't get any loot.
Heard? Oh, okay. What's our loot?
Okay, you find a Maul of Warding.
Ooh, I don't know what that is.
Sounds like something...
It's a +1 magic maul that will alert you of danger. If, yeah, I'm nice enough to just go ahead and tell any you
ma- to one mind if I called dibs like, upon that?
Because our only identifier is now stone.
Yes. And speaking of which, there is a scroll on her as well. You're not sure what the scroll is.
So
I can't read.
So Whistle Stop's new last name is Baggins.
Pretty much.
I said I called dibs.
I grabbed the sword, and no one disputed me,
so I get dibs.
All right.
I grab the scroll and I start to look it over. Say, does anybody have that? Any of that newfangled magic ability stuff?
You mean books?
Hold on. One of the people like I can do magics.
Cool. What does this say?
Nerd.
Why this is a scroll of greater restoration.
Well, hot damn!
Cool.
Why would she be carrying this? I don't know, but here it is.
This would be great for my pocket.
I rub baby oil upon myself and start gazing long into the mirror, thinking, my God, whatever it was, a start.
Okay. The magic person reads the scroll and restores Runt.
Immediately.
It all worked out.
I'll say, as soon as Runt comes back, Runt shoots Eldritch Blast into, like, the ceiling. Because Runt is still, like, thinks he's in the fight.
There's also that strange rock with the markings on it.
Oh.
Whoa, Runt, calm down!
Is this all
over?
On the...
Well, it's very good of you all to tell me.
Mimosa?
What?
What?
No, what?
Is this all... Is this all just on Medusa Mimosa?
Yes.
Mimosa. I like yes. her name's Mimosa now.
Her name was Mimosa. She's dead.
Her name was Mimosa,
is there, like,
and she does have red hair.
The
yeah, there's money.
Okay.
Oh,
not a lot.
I'll hold on
she's got
to that.
65 gold.
I'll hold on
65
to that,
divided by 5.
It's what? Bad. Not a lot. I do not need your gold. We live outside of your pathetic society. We're socialists. We don't need your money.
Well, okay.
How's your health care?
If you'd like, you could write it off as a donation to the church.
Well,
I have the paperwork
case,
with me.
Why don't all of us take, we could all take 16 gold and... Here, and Runt will give...
What a crappy loot.
Runt will give her... Runt will still give the barbarian a gold and just say...
Let's figure out the gold stuff later. What the hell is going on with that stone?
Oh,
and I point over to
that
stone.
I have no idea.
Well, and Runt will crack his knuckles. If you give me about 11 minutes, I might be able to tell you.
11 minutes later.
Correction. You approach the stone, you're about to grab it and touch it and pick it up to cast Identify
it
in your mind. Don't touch it!
Lick it.
Is it... this is the sound of my mistress, I assume?
Yes.
I will then say... Okay. And just so everyone else is clear, Runt says this aloud. Sorry. Gary, you were saying?
Okay. Let the paladin pick it up.
Runt will then turn to Whistle Stop and say... After you.
What am I picking up?
The stone that I was
about to pick up.
The
stone. Do I roll something?
Okay. Now you just pick it up, you're holding it for him, and now you can cast Identify on it, and you do.
Oh,
and you find
17.
Out that this is the stone of ancient Earths. It is connected directly to the elemental plane of Earth, and it is an artifact that is actually containing the Lord of Madness.
Oh, shit.
It would appear this Medusa was in the process of trying to destroy this artifact, thus releasing the Lord of Madness. Which would have been bad.
Yes, I assume
so. So we shouldn't break it, then.
No. You should not. In fact, you should probably send it back with somebody to some kind of church or something so that they can keep an eye on it.
Maybe worship it.
Let's split the party.
Does it have any mechanical effect when touching it? Or just...
It's radiant and lawful good energies, so if you picked it up, it hurt.
Lawful good?
I'm lawful neutral.
Mm-hmm.
Do I get a bonus?
You're lawful neutral? Oh, you would have been fine. Never mind. I thought you were chaotic in some way.
No, I realized my character probably was chaotic.
Ooh, I have
good, but I was like, no, he's totally lawful neutral. He follows his own set of laws, which is
survive.
Alright, so wrap things up.
Cool.
You guys take the stone, the barbarian chieftain, she returns to her people, she says, thank you.
Give us a good review on Yelp.
Yeah.
Ask her, hey, can we trade stones?
Gross.
We
already
have those stones.
What?
We don't have the third one.
No, but
that's not the crystal.
They worship it, I thought.
And
or something.
Now this Toradai.
Yes.
What is your character wanting to do?
Just fucking
you can see
moonwalk
this is an opportunity
away.
To ditch, or you can continue to adventure with these morons.
Or will we find out next time on this show?
I'm trying to think, what would she want to do?
I thought you were just beating your head against the wall for a second.
Nope, I was picking stuff up. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well,
that's the story.
You don't
Stick
have to
it.
Choose now, but you know, whatever. So you guys are in the barbarian camp, and they allow you to stay, and we'll figure out what is to be done next time on Forlorn Adventurers.
I spend the whole time just like sneaking up behind Runt, trying to like beautify him with my beautifying kit, beautification kit.
Excellent. So thanks for listening. If you want to get in contact with us, you can tweet at us at Forlorn Adventures or me at Undead Carry.
You can find me where you internet at some form of Ancient Anubis.
I'm Jonah, and you can find me at some form of Death by Kitten, which is Death by Kitten without the vowels in kitten.
And you can find me at the_moon_mayor or all of that without the underscores on the Twitches.
And I'm Jen, and you can find me on most platforms with Kivi Kendi, KiviKindi.
Okay, until next time, keep adventuring.
I don't know.